Out in the garden is where I want to be too. Sitting with Deborah Levy. Not a Brillo pad in sight. Talking together. Listening to each other's stories. And laughing.
This evening's essay was presented by Michelle Roberts and produced by Julian May. In The Existential Me, tomorrow evening, the film director Gary Wolko reflects on his life in that most existential of milieu, Hollywood, and on the Sisyphean task of making movies. The essay, at the same time, 10:45, tomorrow night.
Venezuelan dynamo Gustavo Dudamel returns to London to conduct the Philharmonia in Gustav Mahler's Seventh Symphony. From its opening funeral march to its blazing, optimistic ending. Dudamel conducts Mahler 7 live at the Royal Festival Hall in London. Radio 3 live in concert tomorrow evening at 7:30.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11 o'clock this Wednesday night. Time for Late Junction with Nick Luscombe.
Thanks, John. You're a Bowie fan, right?
Ziggy play guitar, jamming good with Weird and Gilly. Spiders from Mars, he played it left. Special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang, screwed up eyes and screwed down hair too, like some cat from Japan. He could let come by smiling, could leave from Japan. Came on so loaded, man.
Radix, under the pseudonym The Arabs with Suru Leodub, and the band formed in 1978 by bass player Errol Flabber-Holt, guitarist Eric Bingy Bunny Lamont, and drummer Lincoln Styles Scott. And before that, David Bowie, an acoustic version of Ziggy Stardust, which fits in kind of nicely with our sci-fi theme over these last 2 weeks on Late Junction. But to be honest, we thought we'd just play it anyway. And welcome once again to Late Junction with Meenit Luscombe, live in the studio, so feel free to get in touch via Twitter at BBC Radio 3 hashtag Late Junction, or you can email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. And in the background, music from pianist Tim Leverack and bass player Gavin Kurtlier, who've just released an album that fuses house music, dub and classical called Opus One. This is Opdot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really interesting. First time I've ever heard that, from a double CD compilation of the work of former Can member Erman Schmidt, music that he made after the group disbanded in the late 70s. And that's from CD 2 of Villa Wunderbar, selected and presented by the filmmaker Wim Wenders. And it provides a really compelling insight into Schmidt's work as a composer for film and TV. That was Bohemian Step from the theatre production Wallenstein by Klaus Emmerich, with Michael Caroli on guitar, Trilok Gürtü on percussion. And before that, Max Richter reconstructing and recomposing Vivaldi's Four Seasons. You heard Spring 1 and 2 with the Konzerthaus Kammerorchester Berlin, conducted by André Derrida and featuring Daniel Hope on violin. And now previous winners of BBC Young Folk Awards and a Scottish Jazz Award. This is Salthouse, and the band will play their first live dates to coincide with the release of their debut album this autumn, which features this, She Walks in Beauty.
She walks in beauty like the night of clouds. That's best of dark and bright, meet in her troubled eye. Thank you.
Renaissance and Baroque music specialists, His Majesty's Sagbutts and Cornets, with a four-part canzon by 16th century Italian composer Costanzo Antoniatti. And before that, I'm looking forward to checking out his show as part of the London Jazz Festival at the Queen Elizabeth Hall on the 19th of November. Tigran Hamasyan, who you might already know from his work with Tunisian oud player Dafa Youssef. He's also worked with LV, the Dubstep Collective, also Prefuse 73, a great producer. I also worked with Armenian-American Serge Tankian from prog metal outfit System of a Down. That was the Court Jester from Tigran's Shadow Theatre album. Thanks to your tweets tonight. Good one from Andy Barrick, who's somehow listening to two streams of Late Junction at the same time, half a second apart. He says the music is incredible, but the links are a touch tricky to fathom. Hopefully that's just because of the streaming and not because of my actual speech in between the music. And as James, our studio manager, pointed out earlier, John Peel used to listen to three records at once. So there you go. Anything is possible. Music from the Eagles was originally used for the original Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy radio programme, the radio version. It was called Journey of the Sorcerer. It ran into problems when they tried to use it for the TV version. So it's re-recorded by composer Tim Suster.
Thank you.
Well, that's new from Icelandic multi-award winning composer Daniel Bjarnason. Inspired by the work of Mark Rothko and Jackson Pollock, that was Over Light Earth. And before that, from the 1951 soundtrack to the Day the Earth Stood Still, composed by Bernard Herrmann, whose work makes up a variety of instrumentation, overdubbed and processed using all kinds of techniques such as tape reversal, all very experimental at the time, of course, and still sounding incredibly powerful. Coming up, more panpipes, including one requested on Twitter yesterday. But now music from Brazil, from percussionist Nana Vasconcelos' Quatro Elementos album on Fire Up Recordings. This is Terra Chaos Vida Bush Dance.
I'm Thank you. Tocarit ora, pues.
In many ways, it's our, season of the panpipe here on Lake Junction. A festival of panpipes, I guess you could say. And that was Toro y Toro, recorded in Sucre, Bolivia on the 4th of January from Destacamento Chuquisaca. And before that, as requested by listener Adrian Leibovich, who asked for Pretty Much Anything by Los Calchicas. I hope you enjoyed that one, Adrian. And I also played a track from earlier this year that I'm pretty sure was Pan Pipes, albeit sampled ones, from Dinu, the Ghent via London producer from the Mesh End to Air EP on Astro Dynamics. There's an EP that came out earlier this year called La Beat Tape from French producers Fulgence and DJ Solist of the legendary Paris event What the Funk. They work together as Solience and they're back with a brand new EP for First Word Records. This is Maison.
Mais que parte sem rancor, sem aquela de choro e dor, por amor. Mais que parte sem rancor, sem aquela de choro e dor, por amor. Mais que parte sem rancor, sem aquela de choro e dor, por amor. Mais que parte sem rancor, sem aquela de choro e dor, por amor. Mais
cerrito verde, cerrito florido, cerrito verde, cerrito florido, donde cantan las zagalas a la vida y al amor, donde cantan las zagalas a la vida y al amor, cerrito verde, cerrito florido.
Mirtha Carazana from Bolivia and the beautiful Cerrito Verde. And before that, Koto player Mieko Miyazaki with Ichikotsu from a collection of Japanese chamber music called Kyoku. On tomorrow's show, following the announcement of James Lavelle as the 2014 Meltdown Festival Director, I'm going to dig out some classic Mo Wax for you. Plus more panpipes, of course, and more science fiction soundtracking. Any Terminator 2 fans out there? We're going to end tonight's programme with music from Mazzy Star's latest album, Seasons of Your Day. This is California. Good night.
Across the ocean now. Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3, the Basilica of St James, one of the most beautiful churches in the old town of Prague. Hosts a summer festival of organ music, has been for 17 years. Audite Organum, it's called. The church itself is a Gothic one whose vault was rebuilt in the Baroque style, which gives the nave an especially beautiful sound. Anyway, this is a recital François Epinas gave as part of the 2012 Audite Organum Festival, with music to come by Bach, Vian, Messiaen and Mozart. And he opens with music from the time of Louis XIV, the Ave Maris Stella by Nicolas de Grigny, an organist at Reims Cathedral.